The state legislature has passed a bill that would let college athletes, hire agents, be paid for the use of their name, image, or likeness. The final vote in the state Senate would be on Friday, but we look at what this bill might mean for college athletics here in California. Question is the NCAA so incensed about this that they might actually take action against their California member schools? Joining us to talk about the bill, Executive Director of the National College Players Association, a nonprofit that was launched by UCLA football players, Ramogi Huma. Mr. Huma, thank you for being with us. First of all, are there concerns about this bill being able to legally stand?
No, not at all. We're proud to be co-sponsors of the bill. This bill is going to protect college athletes and ensure them equal rights and freedoms. If you look at other students on campus, if you look at other California residents, other American citizens, no one has these kinds of prohibitions on whether or not they can earn money on their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA has threatened essentially what it would be an illegal group boycott, saying the California colleges may be banned from NCAA championships. However, and I've been an advisor on the major antitrust lawsuits over the last several years against the NCAA, and the NCAA was ruled multiple times to not have the power to do things like that, to act like a monopolistic cartel. To have that power, you have to have an exemption from Congress. The NCAA never was granted that power by Congress. So if the NCAA were to attempt to initiate a group boycott against California colleges over this, not only would the NCAA be in violation of federal antitrust laws, they'd be in violation of state California antitrust laws. So it's really an empty threat. And the state of California, as you can tell, the lawmakers, yesterday the assembly passed the bill 72-0. 72-0. The lawmakers are not bowing down to the NCAA's threats. They're doing the right thing.
We're talking with Ramogi Huma, who is the executive director of the National College Players Association. We have a statement from the Pac-12 conference in response to the bill. The NCAA has formed a working group that is looking into the matter of student-athlete name, image, and likeness, and this group is expected to complete its work this fall. Our view is the most prudent course is for the California legislature to hold further action on its Fair Pay to Play Act pending the outcome of the NCAA's work, which we believe will be very informative to this discussion. We all want to protect and support our student athletes, and the Pac-12 has played a leadership role in national reforms for student athletes over the past years. The question is, what's the best way to continue to support our student athletes? We think having more information and informed views will be helpful. Also with us is the Director of Athletics at Cal State Long Beach, which is an NCAA Division I member, Andy Fee. Mr. Fee, thank you for being with us. If this ends up being signed into law by the governor, what sort of effect do you think this would have on member schools like yours?
Well, I think there's a couple concerns, Larry. And, you know, there's the old adage about measuring twice and cutting once. One issue is, you know, what kind of restrictions or parameters would be around those name, image, likeness deals? For example, could you have a football quarterback signing an agreement with MGM Grand Casino and Sportsbook, which would be wagering on college sports and also playing in the football game on Saturday? So that would be a concern. And then secondly, which I think the legislation doesn't address, are international students. So international students who are here on an F-1 student visa, there's pretty strict federal regulations around employment. And the type of employment around name, image, likeness would be in violation of that. And potentially, you could have student athletes being deported. So I think there's a lot of nuance to this. And, you know, from a position standpoint of my view, I think it's a great conversation. I think it's one that we want to have. We want to always improve the student athlete experience, but I think we want to do it in a thoughtful way and not rush. So, you know, I would urge some caution here.
I also wonder about the types of marketing or advertising that might be products that the university wouldn't want to necessarily be associated with. An example might be recreational cannabis, adult-oriented websites. I mean, there are things where having the athlete making money from it could reputationally be an issue for the college or university. What are your thoughts about the ability under this bill for the colleges to restrict that?
Yeah, and Larry, that's a great question, and one I think, again, that requires more thought. As you mentioned, cannabis is legal in the state of California. However, it is a prohibited substance by the NCAA. You know, I believe in Long Beach, I think there's over 20 marijuana dispensaries. And I think there is some question about the association related between student-athletes and the university itself. While a student-athlete may want to represent a certain line of business, the university itself may have some questions and concerns. So, again, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of nuance to this, for sure, Larry.
Mr. Huma, would the universities have any control under this bill of the types of products that its athletes could be associated with?
Yeah, there's been a number of amendments because of the opposition's concerns. The schools and the NCAA are opposed, and Senator Skinner has taken some of the amendments to alleviate those concerns. For instance, if USC has a Nike deal and there's a player who Under Armour wants to sponsor, Under Armour, that player would not be able to wear Under Armour shoes during the game. After the game, they can wear them all they want. So there has been an amendment to actually look at that. And I think, too, you know, again, this is about equal rights. And I think big picture here, this is about civil rights. Okay, first of all, the majority of California athletes are from protected classes, minorities, women, and they are treated without the same regard as regular students. You're talking about whether or not a regular student, let's have a conversation about whether a regular student would be restricted by various types of activities that a school didn't approve of. If they're illegal, they're illegal. Okay, and if someone's going to throw a game, that's illegal. That's already covered. We don't need ADs in the colleges, you know, fretting about that. There's laws against that. Okay,
but a typical student isn't really representing his or her school in the way that an athlete is representing her or his team or athletic organization. Is it really the same?
Well, it's actually very similar in that, on their own time, they're human beings. They're full human beings with equal rights. Just because you are a college athlete does not mean you should be forced to forfeit equal rights as a condition of playing college sports.
But if you're a coach, for example, you're under contract to a university, you likely have limitations in your contract about outside income that deal reputationally or otherwise with concerns the employer had. In this case, would the student athlete have any of those sorts of contractual restraints?
So the coaches have agents to negotiate that. So whatever they give up, they can negotiate something additionally for. This bill actually also provides the ability for college athletes to secure agents to do the same thing. So if a school wants to restrict players from various types of things it doesn't want to be associated with, that should be a negotiation, not a mandate from a cartel that's based in Indiana. This should be a part of the free market that the schools can actually enter into and deal with players as equals, not as some piece of property. So I think this bill is largely recognized as a free enterprise and civil rights bill, which is why you get bipartisan support and you get a vote 72-0. The colleges and the schools have been and the NCAA have been bad actors. They have denied players equal rights. And it's great to see California stepping in and righting that wrong.
We're talking with the executive director of the National College Players Association, Ramogi Huma. Also with us, Andy Fee, director of athletics at Cal State University, Long Beach, talking with us about the bill, which is due to be voted on the state Senate on Friday. We'll continue our conversation. We'll take your calls at 866-893-KPECC. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. We're talking about a bill that's passed the state assembly, headed to the state senate, that would allow athletes at California colleges and universities to be able to hire agents and to be able to make money from the use of their image, endorsements, their name. Those rights would be held by the player. The NCAA is opposed to the bill. This is in violation of their national policies. The question is, if the bill passes the full legislature and is signed by the governor, what happens next? We're talking with the athletic director of Cal State Long Beach, home of the back-to-back national champions in men's volleyball, as well as other teams competing in the Big West, Andy Fee, and Ramogi Huma, who is executive director of the National College Players Association group, which started with UCLA football players. It advocates for college athletes nationwide. Mr. Huma also played for UCLA. If you have questions for our guests about the bill, we're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. The listener asks a question, Ramogi, about non-athletes but who are sort of de facto members of the athletic department, like cheerleaders, the song team at USC, for example. Would their members be covered by this, or are they already free to sell their image and likeness?
From what I understand, they're already free.
Okay, so this wouldn't have an effect on them. Andy Fee, do you know, as a practical matter, has anyone ever tried, Cal State Long Beach to hire any of the members of your support teams like that, cheer teams or cheerleaders, to use in ads?
We have not to my knowledge, Larry.
Okay, because again, you're sort of leveraging the university potentially in doing that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Andy, do you think it's possible that the NCAA, out of concerns over the precedent, would go so far as to ban California colleges and universities from tournament play?
Larry, I think it's possible. I can't say with certainty whether that would or wouldn't happen. But what I can tell you is, an analogy I've used is that, we all sit down to play Monopoly. And suddenly I pull out a separate rule book that says, when I pass go, I get $400 to your $200. I can't imagine many people who would want to continue to play Monopoly with me under that set of circumstances. If you have a set of schools that have student athletes receiving compensation, I can't imagine, for example, Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, any of those schools being okay that the four BCS football programs in California would have essentially paid athletes on their rosters. I just don't see it. It's a practical standpoint of fair competition from their standpoint. I can't imagine that they would want to go against a stacked deck, so to speak. So I think there would be significant pushback from a scheduling standpoint. Initially, you could see series being canceled or future games not being scheduled on the books.
As I mentioned, Cal State Long Beach, part of the Big West, not the Pac-12, but the Pac-12 has this committee it's set up to look into these issues. Do you have any sense that whether it's one of the Big Five power conferences or the NCAA as a whole, that they're going to take further steps to give athletes the ability to profit at all independently during their college years?
That's a little bit out of my realm to speak on behalf of the NCAA as a whole. What I can tell you from my position as the athletic director, we're always looking to improve the student athlete experience. That's why we do what we do as coaches and administrators. We want to see our student athletes graduate with a great degree and go on and be a significant member of their community or a professional athlete, wherever that leads them. I do think that this gets down to the significance of what is an amateur and what is it to be a professional. I look at it and I think to myself, there are other avenues. If money is what the issue is about, you can become a professional athlete. For example, Tiger Woods He could have turned professional and joined the PGA Tour out of high school, but he chose to go to Stanford, I believe, for 2 years, and then he turned to professional. But there's no requirement that you have to come to the NCAA to participate in sports. You see many baseball athletes out of high school who sign Major League Baseball deals, who are drafted right out of high school and choose to become professionals.
There are
other avenues.
Yeah, but it's tough in basketball, football. You have to admit that, you know, in football, playing college ball seems to be a de facto requirement. In basketball, you know, unless you're a LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, someone who's going to jump straight from high school, that can be difficult. You have to line up playing abroad, somehow get attention playing in Europe or elsewhere to take an alternate route. But Andy Fee, I appreciate it. Athletic Director, Cal State Long Beach. Ramogi Huma, quick response to the point that was made by Andy Fee about, you know, there are other alternatives. You're not obligated to take the scholarship and go to an NCAA member school.
That's completely false. The NCAA has a monopoly, college sports nationwide, and the vast majority of players are completely equipped and able to play college sports, but less than 2% step foot in the pros. So it's not like there's some option to go pro for everybody. And the fact is, you've worked hard all your life. You enter a $14 billion a year industry that flaunts money and coaches get endorsements, and you're forced to wear university sponsored logos all over your jerseys. You see the money flowing. That's a double standard of monopoly. Everybody else gets to cash in, but you don't. And that's what this bill is about. It's about standing up to that double standard, the hypocrisy, and granting players equal rights.
Ramogi Huma, thank you for being with us. He's executive director of the National College Players Association, nonprofit launched by UCLA football players. And Mr. Huma is an alum of UCLA Bruin team. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the choice to get off of antidepressants and the challenges that await. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC.